You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Oh, my God. Big Wigs, it has been over a month. It has been over a month, but we are back. We are back. We're in a studio. Andrea's way tanner than me. If you're just tuning in, this is Big Wigs, the only podcast where all your favorite celebrities stop by.
Characters, celebrities, people, tastemakers.
You name it. I'm Anna Roisman.
I'm Andrea Lopez.
This is, yes, my beautiful co-host. And we were taking a break for most of the summer. I don't know, for like a month. We didn't know how long we were going to take a break for. But then we caught up and we were like, oh my God, I miss doing the show. We have a lot to do.
There's also so many things that have come up that we just need to recreate, to impersonate, to do.
We need to lock ourselves down in the studio and just fucking make it happen. So
we just said, all right, let's book it. It took us actually 24 hours to like get wigs, get everything we needed to do.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of characters and people in store for you today. Get excited.
Yeah. But we might put them out, you know, we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
It might not be one episode. Might be more than one episode. But you know what? We love that. But we're recording it all. We're getting it all in. Dre, how's your summer? Let's catch up for a moment. How's summer?
This feels like school, and I just signed your yearbook, and we're back in September.
Hags.
School's in session, hags. I am doing well, you know, mentally. I think when I left you guys, I was going through a really traumatic, I'm smiling, that's just because that's how I handle painful situations. Really sad breakup, obviously, and, you know, a lot of changes in my life have happened. So I had a really good summer, went to Ocean City, obviously, spent time with the family. And then I've been getting my parents situated in New Jersey because they recently relocated. So I don't know if you want to call me a Jersey girl, but call me a Jersey girl.
You were a Jersey girl before.
What?
I guess once you go Jersey, you go back. You always
go back. Once you're from Patterson, you're still from Patterson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
don't you love that I'm from Philly? And people are always like, yeah, I'm from Philly. And I'm like, really? What area? And then they'll be like, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And I'm like, bitch, you're from Jersey.
Yeah, I own it. I will defend the Cherry Hillers because I do have a very close friend, Rachel. She's from Cherry Hill, and a lot of her friends are. And because the border is so close, you know, the Cherry Hillers.
There's a state border there.
But they don't see it like that. They just go, well, the closest city, I guess, would be Philly. So we're
right.
Philadelphians.
We're from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Right, but you really should just own up because Cherry Hill has got a lot of big names from Cherry Hill.
Listen, a lot of people make that mistake. My ex-boyfriend, when I first met him, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm from the greater New York area. I was like, what could that
be? Wait a minute. Now he's really just grouping
Guess
it all
where
in.
Guess he's from? New Jersey.
Cherry Hill.
No, more north. But I was like, still, dude, like, you can't say that. No one's ever said that in their life.
Yeah, I'll put a pin in this. But if you're from New Jersey, New Jersey Transit, the bus. Now, I need Jesus. Because it now takes me almost like 2 hours. And there's all of these other bus services that are sketch, but they still take you to over the GW Bridge. So I'm learning the ropes.
Yeah.
And if you have any pointers, I'm taking ferries. So
hitchhike. That's
overall,
my pointer.
I'm hitchhiking. Yeah. I mean, there's so many ways to get over.
A boat. I don't know. Get a canoe. Maybe invest in a kayak.
A stand-up paddleboard. A kayak. That's not bad.
A kayak's a good summer activity, you know? She's like,
no, I'm not even kidding. You know I would do that. That is so bad when you actually know.
She's like, yeah, I'll get like one of those backpacks where I can get wet, you know, and all my shit will be saved.
Yeah, exactly. How has your summer been? What's going on? Keep us updated.
Summer's been good. I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like summer. My life doesn't really change in the summer.
Also, we only went without a month. This isn't 3 months, you know?
It's been over a month, you know. I had my birthday.
Yep.
That was important to celebrate. I don't know what else is new in my life. I've been working a lot. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
Like, I've been busy. And, you know, trying to enjoy summer a little, you know? Go out, hang out. I don't know. We went to the Hamptons for July 4th. We're going out of town this weekend. So, you know, a couple little mini trips here and there, you know? You got to enjoy it.
You have to.
Because the thing is, and I tweeted this the other day, you're allowed to blame summer for things. You're allowed to be like, I'm so sorry I didn't like get to that summer, you know? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm on here like, yeah, I don't know that it's summer, I'm working. But I'm like, you know, to some people, I'm like, sorry we haven't hung out. You know, it's just been
summer. It really is, though. People use that excuse all the live long day.
Yeah, but I don't know. Other than that, things are good. I'm like, what else is there to catch up on? I've been watching lots of good shit.
Oh, my gosh. There's been just, well, Actually, I haven't been. I didn't even watch. I didn't subscribe to Love Island. Didn't subscribe to LaBooBoos.
No. Oh, my God. I put LaBooBoos on our list of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? Can I break? This is an exclusive right here on Big Wigs Podcast. Dre, I bought one the other day.
Now, I'll walk out on you right now.
I bought a LaBooBoo. And now all my feed, all the ads are like the clothing. Because I'm like, what outfit am I going to dress my LaBooBoo in?
This isn't Polly Pocket. It's not a Barbie. It's
no, but this is like the most maternal thing I've ever done in my life.
I was going to say, you have... You're being more maternal than this than you are your three dogs that you've had. I don't understand it.
I literally... It's like a secret, too. I like walked out of my room. The other day, I was like, you know what, Anna? I got paid for something. This is what happens. I was like, oh my God, I got paid for a job from April. God bless the USA. Here I am looking at my tabs and I'm like, what's not too crazy that I've wanted to buy?
Uh-huh.
The thing is when you don't have the paycheck, it feels stupid to buy a LaBooBoo on fucking StockX. But when you do have a paycheck, you're like, you know what? Maybe I could just throw away a little bit of money on an expensive dog toy.
Yeah, of course. Because it is a dog toy.
My dog will be like, thank you so much for this new toy.
If you saw that in the store and there's no hype around it, never seen it, never even heard of a LaBooBoo, you're not picking up that shit.
Maybe not, but you'd be surprised at some of the stuff I've picked up.
I don't get the hype and you will never get me. I'm not one to jump on the bandwagon with certain things like this.
I shock you sometimes, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
I have this like jelly bean little book bag thing that I thought was like so cute. And now I'm like, oh my God, that could like fit on my LaBooBoo.
I was just going to say, that's a bag charm. Why do you, now we're putting it for the LaBooBoo. We're being so maternal.
I guess it's a bag charm.
I'm loving this side of you though. If this gets your maternal side out, I'm supporting.
I will never have children.
I know that.
None. I will never take care of children, probably, you know, but I will probably, you know, I had Tamagotchis, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was really like, I fall for a trend. And,
absolutely.
And if these do stick around, I was like, well, I can sell it after, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to want that LaBooBoo in 30 years. Here's the thing. I also have an idea for a video I wanted to make with it. So in my brain, I'm like, well, now it's a prop.
And it's a write-off.
It's a write-off. It's a prop. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? I will make sure I make that content. I'm saying it now because then I can really write it off.
You have to now. What is the theme of the LaBooBoo? Because they have all these different themes, right?
Well, I don't know. I want a surprise one. You know what I mean? So I've
surprise ones?
Oh my God.
What
Dre.
Is this? Hatchims? I don't understand.
Yeah, you can either buy the one you want
for
a little more money, or you can get the surprise, like you get the blind box. So obviously want a blind box because I want to open it and be like, which one did I get? You know, mm-hmm, I want that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen too many TikToks of people fucking opening these things. And I'm like, yeah, I need that satisfaction.
How much did you spend on it?
Life is dark. Okay. New York City is a fucking dark place right now. How much did I spend?
It really
on? Honestly, I didn't spend that much more than what it costs. I spent, I think it was like $36. It sells for retails for like $30. I spent $36 and then I had like shipping fees or whatever. So it comes out to like closer to $60, but not insane.
I've had a couple of friends say that they're now buying them in bulk from distributors overseas and then they're reselling them here, which to me just sounds like
that's probably
who
I bought it
from. Scheme. That's probably who you bought it from. Yeah. Yeah. But I guess if it is StockX, the online, because they do shoes on there.
StockX is legit.
They're selling LaBooBoos.
Yeah. I bought
shoes
from them. Yeah.
I'll do a LaFoufou. Like if I see them, I saw them in the airport.
Those look shitty.
They all look shitty. They, no. You guys,
you get a real
like a
Chanel bag and you get a real LaBooBoo. There are certain things
Chanel.
You don't get the LaFoufous, the Foufous.
The LaBooBoos to me are like buying the gray, the Golden Goose sneakers that are scuffed. Like, why are you gonna? Why are you going
I went through a phase where I like those too.
I like those too. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my mom
you don't want to look.
Though, so I was like, oh, they're a mom shoe.
I think they're sick. I just think they're so overpriced to be scuffed. And same with LaBooBoos that it's almost, why are you going to trash up your expensive Dior Chanel bag with a little toy?
Yeah.
To me, I don't know.
You
want to
know
crazy.
What sold me? Two things sold me. Cher has two of them.
Okay.
Wow. You know, I see Cher, you know, carry a fucking like bag of trash and I'm like, I think I need that bag of trash. And also McDonald's, not that I ever really go to McDonald's, but did you see they're doing the Happy Meals this week and they're doing like the toy and the Happy Meals, like a mini Happy Meal. And people are like, it's for your LaBooBoo. And I was like, oh my God.
That is... You know what? I would enjoy that. I love many things. I get it.
It's a whole village.
I get it.
Here's the thing. Is my Labubu a Dior animal or like a Prada animal?
Right.
Like, that I can't decide yet. I have all.
It has to be in person. You've got to see it for what it is.
Like if someone looked at my explore page right now, they'd be like, is she unwell? How old is this person? And is she unwell?
Maybe it's bringing out the inner child in all of us. That's what I'm trying to figure out what the lure of the Labubu is. But I'm over it.
Okay. Wait, can you talk about something important? You're in a documentary. Did you sign off on this footage or anything?
Never signed off. Didn't know it was airing. Didn't know anything about it until I started getting DMs. Oh my gosh.
I just saw you post on your stories and I was like, oh, cool. But like, is this a good thing or not a good thing?
I mean, my mom thinks that this is my ticket to stardom. She's like, Andrea, you are on a documentary. I go, Mom, that
oh, my God. She should watch the HQ documentary. She'll think I'm famous.
Oh, my God. She will. Yeah. I'm telling her. She's like, I don't know about this one, but I have a good feeling. And I'm really thinking that this is going to lead to a really good job that you really want. And I'm like, Mom, I think I'm in it for like maybe 4 seconds.
What is it?
So it's called Trainwreck Storm Area 51. It's all about
Trainwreck
alien
is a
series
for Netflix. So there's a bunch of docs under Trainwreck.
Under Trainwreck.
Yeah.
This one is centered around the storming of Area 51, which happened 6 years ago.
What is that?
And Area 51, do you know where Area 51 is? It's in Nevada, and it's where we have all this classified alien paraphernalia. It's where they have the landing, supposedly. So it's like this restricted area that people are not allowed to go into.
Okay.
It's blocked off for people. So there was this guy that posted on Facebook one day 6 years ago, and he had this idea, hey, why don't we just storm Area 51? Like, they can't stop us if we have big numbers. And it amassed, like, hundreds of thousands of people, like, clicking the links and writing, like, I'm coming. So they decided on a day, and I was working for Sarah Fraser at the time, who still has her active podcast. And she has this great idea. She's like, we have to go to Area 51 and we have to storm it. And we have to interview people. And
like storming the Capitol. Like a bunch of people just wanted to break in.
Yes. And they're like, we're going to find out all the stuff we have on the aliens. I mean, the people that we interviewed. We interviewed a woman called Trip from Tripton who believed that she was abducted by aliens already.
Wow.
I mean, you're talking to some crazy extraterrestrial.
McCrazy.
Yeah. Like Men in Black, but in real life. Like, I was like, Sarah, what are you getting us into? So she flew us out. We stayed in this little cottage and we just interviewed the craziest people. And we thought we recorded and filmed with three different documentaries. And we had no idea where it was going to go, but all these people came out. It was like newsworthy stories. So we were thinking, oh my God, we're going to be in so many documentaries. This is amazing. And then 6 years later, this finally comes out. She was interviewed 3 years ago. So all you're going to see of me is just are the YouTube clips from her podcast.
And then see it.
Some of the vlogs that I created. So I'm in it, but it's her footage. And she's the one that's actually being interviewed. And, you know, talking about our experience. But it's wild because everyone, Chris Burns even, he wrote me, he's like, bitch, did you know you're on Netflix right now? And I'm like, yeah, for 3 seconds, but so funny.
That's so funny.
Everybody go watch it. Let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Trainwreck. It's Storm Area 51. Also, it was the lamest. It was
Trainwreck, I think, also is the American Apparel. There's another, there's like a couple of docs under that.
I bet. Did they do Firefest? Because it was, I felt that we were at Firefest.
You were a part of Firefest.
Yeah.
So this was what, 2019? That wasn't that long ago.
2019. I know, that was 6 years ago, which is crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy that they like put that up and you didn't know it was coming out.
No idea. And I even texted my friend Sarah. I was like, Sarah, why didn't you let me know? She's like, girl, I've been filming with them for like over 3 years ago. Like, I forgot that it was even today was the day. And so I'm texting her back and forth. And then I went back in all of my hard drives and I had all this footage that we put together. So we like put out a video of all this random shit.
That's so funny.
Insane.
Congrats for your stardom.
Do you want to know one thing?
What?
You don't even get royalties from that. Like, if you're featured in a documentary, like, you don't get paid. People are like, oh, my God, you're on Netflix. No.
Yeah.
It's never like that unless you have a series.
I mean, HQ documentary on CNN, I opted out of an interview. I did an interview off camera and I said no, but they were allowed to use my footage because, like, I was on. It wasn't my show. It was, like, their show.
So when you opt out of an interview, you didn't want to get involved with, like, legally because something could happen.
No, I just didn't. Love the angle of the movie, so I didn't want to go on camera.
True.
You know?
True.
You got to pick your
You really do.
And say yes to I loved my job at HQ, and so if it was going to be pretty negative, I was like, you know what? I don't need to be a part of this. Like, I enjoyed my job.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Loyal to...
It's just my brand.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to be bashing things for no reason. Like, you enjoyed your time there. So
there are plenty of things I could bash at a job. You know what I mean? But it wasn't that. That wasn't the point of the movie. So I wasn't going to be like, you know.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you want to hear other drama that I experienced? Let me, you know, it just wasn't the angle. So I was like, eh, that's all right. I don't need to do it.
You don't need to be doing every single, you don't need to say yes to everything, which is something I learned way later on in the industry and not even, you know, you just don't have to say yes to everything.
No. I mean, I'm still teaching myself that every day. It's powerful to say no.
There's power in saying no.
There really is.
I feel like we're the Meghan, you know, merch, the Meghan Markle.
There's power in saying no.
Yes.
To people.
Yes.
Family.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
To, you know.
With Meghan Markle in the podcast. Yeah.
People, to family, to jobs, to opportunities.
You haven't reached where you're going to be yet.
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 Say no.
Yet. Say no. Yet.
What else do we want to catch up on? Devil Wears Prada shooting in New York City.
Cerulean is the code name. So if you guys see it shooting.
Which is pretty obvious.
So obvious.
Yeah.
So it's been ruined. I feel, first of all.
I've seen a lot.
I think I've seen maybe 10 scenes already of the sequel of Devil Wears Prada because it's shooting all over New York. Everyone and their mom is running into them. People are posting about it. So now you can just go to the location.
Yeah. Like the paparazzi is so on it and they know like their shooting schedule that it's just like I bet someone on the team probably pays paparazzi.
Yeah.
And is like, here's where we'll be tomorrow. Like,
right. Exactly.
They're like, all right, here's a couple $100. Thousands of dollars. I don't know.
The sightings are so good. So far, we've gotten Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci.
Emily Blunt.
Ooh, she looks so good.
I keep posting them, too, because I get so excited. And then I'm like, wait, I'm seeing all of it. Like,
I'm a little upset at the
letdown.
They're
not going to do it without all of them.
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah. You can't. If they did, I'd be upset. But what I'm let down is, you know, Andy Sachs, she is now a fashionista, right? And they have her kind of in...
She was in the movie.
Yeah, but then she's like, are you wearing the Chanel boots? Like, she's up there now. Yeah. She is a size 4 fashionista.
By the last scene in the movie, I loved her final outfit when she meets the guy, her boyfriend, for food. I remember outfits.
Adrian.
I can't remember, like, a lot of things in movies, but I can always remember outfits.
Oh, my God, me too. I remember every single thing in that.
Chic brown. It's not black. It's a brown leather jacket. With like a long necklace
bag.
And she's got like jeans and like a high over the jean boot, which was, you know, in then.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it was like she learned fashion. Like she learned how to be fashionable, but she's not obnoxious, like head to toe designer.
And I don't need her to be. I'm just thinking, oh, my gosh, did they make her an assistant again? Is she still the assistant? I just need the storyline to be good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't let us. This is Devil Wears Prada.
My guess from what I've seen is that she has a much higher up position and then somehow something happens to
where she has to go back to
Meryl Streep and like Meryl Streep is like, I'm coming back. And then she's like demoted almost to being this like assistant again.
Right. And Emily is back. Emily. Even though she left.
Every time I'm about to faint, I eat a cube of cheese.
Well, it's really working for you.
I love her.
I love
that movie made her fucking.
Oh, my God. No. I used to, the scene where Miranda Priestly is coming into the office, right? And she's like, oh my God, gird your loins, right? That whole scene. I have rewatched that as a kid and now countless times. Like, I was so obsessed with how her nails looked and she was wearing a watch and she opened up that San Pellegrino bottle sparkling. She poured it and then she laid out the magazines. I made my room look like that set.
Nice.
Yeah. I was obsessed with it.
I'm also like, you were a kid when it came out. I feel like I was like, old.
When did it come out? Goddamn, I was paying taxes by then.
Yeah, what year did it come out? Devil Wears Prada.
I mean, they're doing all these like within 20 years. But so I think I was like, yeah, I was like
20.
10, 11, 12.
I was like 62. I don't know. 64.
Okay, by the way, Meryl Streep looks incredible. You guys, she's 72. What is she? She's 72?
72, 73. Yeah,
she's in her 70s. Looking phenomenal.
Yeah. She always looks good. And she's like, you know, I don't know if she's what she's had done or if she's had done, but
she still looks at like that natural.
Yeah. She looks really like.
Yeah.
She always looked like herself.
She really did. I also been watching It's Complicated a lot. It's one of my favorite movies. Yours as
me
well,
too.
Right? Yeah. God, I love it.
Yeah. I published articles about that movie in the pandemic.
Send them to me. I want to see them.
All my bad movies that I love. I defended It's Complicated. I defended.
What do you mean it?
Something's got to give.
Great stuff.
But yeah, I love It's Complicated. It's one of my top.
I love Alec in that. Like the way he just carries himself, it's so good. And Meryl's perfect in her house.
Yeah, they're all great.
Speaking of people that look amazing, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving this relationship.
You guys.
I hope they're really together.
They are.
I don't know.
They've gone public. Liam Neeson?
No, but they're like playing into all the tropes. They did this on Andy Cohen the other day. They were like doing the like finger hold, like Wicked. Oh, yeah. They're like, oh yeah, we're dating.
Mm. Right.
Like, and I'm like, okay, now it's like.
But you know Liam's story with his wife, Natasha Richardson.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, it's so sad.
And he's never dated anybody 17 years after. So he takes this very seriously, like his relationship and giving himself to somebody.
He might have dated people, just not in the public eye.
Oh, so you really think this is. You don't ruin this for me.
I don't think he's sat in his home and only worked for 17 years. He's a good-looking dude in Hollywood.
I think he has. I think he only has a heart for Natasha and now Pamela.
I hope they're dating. She loves to be in love.
Yes, she does. You know what? She's taken a little bit of a break.
Probably. These are two people, though, that I feel like are very private. So I don't think, like, we would know if they've dated. You know what I mean? I'm sure
Right.
I feel like they deserve companionship and love. So I hope they've had
people. Everyone deserves
people.
Love.
Yeah. Don't say it. Dre, you're a hot young girl. You'll be fine. If you want love, you could go out right now and get it in 2 seconds.
It's tragic.
No, it's not.
It's tragic.
No.
No. Not to get into that mindset. We have a lot of unexpected couples, though. Have you seen the articles all about these couples that are just like so random?
I love them.
I mean, that like Liam Neeson and Pamela, like I am for them.
I'm so for them. I want them to be like America's hottest new couple.
I think that and I'm rooting for that. I'm on that campaign trail.
Yeah.
But there's other ones. Katy Perry was just seen eating with Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
What?
Random.
She divorced Orlando Bloom and now she's hanging out with not even.
Well, Orlando's working his way into the Kardashian family right now. So.
Yes, he is.
You know.
Which, who would he date? Khloe? This is not her type.
You never know.
Not her type.
Date whoever Chris is like, you know who you should date?
He'll date Kim.
You know who you should date?
He'll date Kim. Ugh, duh. She needs somebody. They could do like a Pirates of the Caribbean remake.
Yeah.
Do a little Pirates of the Caribbean Skims collab.
An actress. Yeah. You know?
Right.
Kylie can't be the only one with an actress.
Actor. You're right. Timmy
Chalamet. I know. We got to catch up with them. It's been too long since we caught up with those, with our famous family.
Absolutely can. Yeah. Also, JoJo Siwa, Chris Hughes, unexpected couple.
Love it.
You love them?
Yeah, why not? You know what? JoJo's gay. She's straight. She's really just a modern child of America.
She's on the spectrum. I always say that. That's a joke, guys. I always say like, that she's on the spectrum. She's on the love spectrum.
No, I think she's just bi and living her young life. And this is part of her journey. And I love her so much. I wrote a role for her in my movie. So I just like, I support JoJo in everything she does because I want her to star in my film.
I've got I don't even know what you would, just an excited person.
I love her.
She.
Let her be in love.
They're giving us so much information about their relationship, though, which is like. I don't know if I need to know that much. She calls his balls like this and that or something.
She gave
little
names I saw. Yeah. I think a lot of the queer community is pissed off because they were like, JoJo, you were like
you
fucking
were us.
Standing up for the, you know. And she's probably still like, yeah, I'm still queer. I just have a boyfriend. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
I just have a boyfriend right now, you guys.
Yeah.
Am I not allowed to receive love?
Shots. That's all she does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday.
So I had a girlfriend, now I have a boyfriend. Suck my dick. Honestly, that was my Andy Cohen.
I got a little raspy in there.
That's my impression of the year. I'm going to perfect my Andy.
Well, get ready because BravoCon. Get ready because Vegas BravoCon.
We're going.
We're going to be there.
I'll see if I can make it. You know, I'll be in the Hamptons.
I mean, you really should.
Okay, what else do we want to catch up on? Who was the other one? Oh, Billy Ray and Elizabeth Hurley. I feel like we went through them before. They were old news, right?
They're old news, but I still put them in the what couple category?
Yeah, a little random.
I'll take what the fuck couple for 500.
Wow.
Elizabeth Hurley and...
But let them find love. They're both
Billy
age
Ray.
Appropriate.
You're right, they are.
Right?
You're right. Yes. Yeah, they are the same age, right? Yeah. And Billy Ray, I think, but...
I love it.
I don't know. Have you seen the conspiracy theory? This is totally random. Oh my God, what is her name?
Andrea found aliens in Nevada. Sure.
Actually, some woman went viral for an alien. It was in her Ring camera. She posted it, and it's all over. Have you seen it?
No.
Well, it looks exactly like what an alien would look like. I can't tell what's AI now and what's not.
Really?
No, I'm sending all the... I am like an old woman now. I'm sending all these videos. Did you see the bunnies jumping on the trampoline?
No.
I thought that was real, Anna.
AI is good now.
No, it's so... It's to the point where even their weird human movements, like the tongue and the hands, because that's usually where you can tell, they're normal now.
I think you just have I'm scared. If you're like, wow, if that's your first reaction,
yeah,
double check that it's AI. That's an instinct.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, but, if you're bunnies like, jumping on a trampoline. Impressed.
But that's so wholesome. It was like a bunch of bunnies at nighttime jumping on a trampoline and somebody's camera caught it. I thought, did you see that? It looked real, right? I sent it to everybody. I was like, oh my God.
You sent it to me. I'm not in the fucking top five anymore, I guess.
I genuinely thought, I was like, Anna will not think this is like crazy cute. Like, I have all these like crazy.
She's busy buying her fucking Labubus. The real bunnies of the world. I don't even know what they are.
I was like,
they're alien bunnies.
I really do think about things when I send it. Like, it really has to pertain to that person or else it's not worthy of sending. Like, I always send, we have so much we send to each other in terms of like celebrity news. We're like, for the show, I don't want to junk it up with bunnies jumping on a trampoline. So I have this one friend, Jackie, who loves animals. Yeah, but I'd be like,
she's going through something right now. Just let her enjoy these animals. I'd be like, cute. Exactly.
That's so true. That's why I didn't
say. Is this your backyard in Jersey?
Where the fuck is this, Dre?
Do you have a yard?
Like, clearly, I'm going through something. And there was this other video of this really big dog, and it was the size of a horse. Looked so legit. And I was like, sending it to my family. Like, guys,
the horse dogs. Dog.
This, the horse dog. Like, can you believe this dog is that big? Like, I've seen a Great Dane. Anyway, I'm Andrea Lopez, and I've been tricked by AI.
Apparently. God bless.
That shit's weird.
Anyway, I feel like you're turning a corner, though. You seem to be, like, better than you were over a month ago.
I am. And you know what it is? I think Nick and I have given ourselves space, and then we've also had really healthy conversations where it allows, I wouldn't say closure, but just allows for a better, you know, it's not like we're not talking anymore. You know what I mean? So even though it's really painful to kind of open up the wound and talk to the person, I think it's really helpful. So
I think the most important thing, though, honestly, and this is just my little wisdom, I didn't mean to cut you off. I cut you off.
No, but no, it's okay.
When you go through a transition like this, when you go through a breakup, especially with someone you lived with or were with for multiple years at a time, like, you have to be so good to yourself. And I wish someone told me that after my ex and I broke up after 7.5 years. Like, you have to eat the foods you like, and you have to go see movies that you like, and you have to see friends, and you have to stay busy, or, you know, spend time with your family, go to the beach. Like, you were doing all the right things. You have to just, like, take care of yourself in a way that's, like, nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise you'll sit there and sulk and be like, what did I lose? And it's like, no, it's just and you have to just know nothing is, like, permanent right now. Like, you're going to come around and find love again. You know?
What is crazy is being in the moment, but having to think about how the future will be. Like, one day you will eventually be happy, but right now you're crying and you've been crying for a week. It's not that time heals all. It's just with more time, you give yourself more space to get back to, like, what you were, I guess, before the relationship. It's like this weird thing.
Yeah.
And that's all I've really
been
doing.
Plus, you get to go out. You get to date and hook up with people. That's fun.
I'm not there.
But New York City's a fun place to do
there.
That.
I've been really scared to be in New York because I hear so many bad things about New York now. Like, New York, LA, and Miami are, like, worst places to find, like, true, true love.
Don't read those articles.
But just go that's out not what he says, Anna. Yeah, right now, truly, I'm focusing on everything else besides relationship and love. I'm really just focusing on what's fun for me, what's fun for my family, what's fun for my friends.
Great.
And
because I think that's when you're able to receive it. Once you're like, yeah, I feel good about myself. Then you go out and people are like, oh, that person's like content, confident.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. I mean, that's where
if
you have
feel
to.
Like sad, insecure, broken. It's so much harder to, like, even just be with friends and, like, let alone, like, someone you're interested in dating or something. It's hard.
The scary thing is making yourself available again and then just opening yourself up to the completely wrong person, you know? Like, you're believing that person's amazing and then you get let down again. I think I would just give up on love at that point.
I'd you can't think that way.
I'm closing myself off.
Can't think that way.
But yeah.
I hear the rain.
That's where we are.
I hear it. The clouds have come in and the rain has come down. They heard us talking. They were like, shut the fuck up. You're young and pretty. Okay? Just fucking enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I'm enjoying it.
I gotta be honest. I was single in New York City for 3 years.
Yeah.
In my 20s.
In the prime.
It was great.
In the goddamn prime.
The fucking prime. It was fun. It was a hard 6 months.
Yeah.
And then once I 6 months passed, I was like, get out of your apartment. Like, I literally was like, be a human. And then it was fun.
Yes. You just got to give yourself a little bit of time. And if you're going through a breakup right now, or you're going through a friend breakup, or just the loss of something, just give yourself time, like you said.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to, I didn't bring an umbrella, actually.
I'm going to get drenched.
I'm going to trek on back to Jersey, and I don't know what's going to happen.
I prepped because I saw the clouds coming in, so I have an umbrella, but I did take the train, so that's a fucking walk.
That is. Also, the train is a shit show today. There's like 10 delays. Since I left yesterday from Jersey.
Yeah. What?
I had to leave.
You left yesterday?
I left last night. So it was sunny at that point.
You've been hiking. Yeah.
No. The modes of transportation, I'm not over it. Like, there's so many modes of transportation. You can take a shuttle to a ferry to two trains.
No.
Then you walk. You could also take a city bike. Like, the modes of transportation in this city are
so
wild.
We gotta get you a fucking apartment here.
So here's the thing. So yes, that will happen eventually, but I'm gonna drive to the ferry in the morning, and then I'm just gonna be in the city all day. I'm gonna be one of those bag ladies, and I'm a commuter.
Ferry people seem happy.
They do. It is such. Yeah. I mean,
it's a different vibe.
It is.
A different. You know, you're not on a sweaty ass subway with someone's armpits in your face.
They serve wine, beer, drinks, water.
I'm just like, I'll take a Chardonnay.
I'll take a Chardonnay, please. You don't put it past me, because you know I would.
The 9 a.m. commute.
Know. Because you know I would. I'm not even kidding. But it's just, you know, I'm going to just make everything in my life seem positive. So
great.
I feel like I live in Amsterdam and I'm on the ferry. I'll leave you with that.
Cute. Anyway, guys, thanks for letting us check in. We missed you.
Pulse
we missed
check.
Each other. We missed this show. Yeah. I swear this show is going to come back in a much bigger way. We're working on it right now. But yeah, enjoy these few
little snippets.
Enjoy these few celeb catch-ups that we're going to drop on you right now.